The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
What began as a routine Ryanair flight from Greece to Germany turned into a mid-air emergency when a cabin window was dislodged after an apparent engine issue, causing rapid decompression and leaving one passenger partially sucked out of the aircraft before fellow travellers pulled him back to safety. This is what Ryanair have to say. A Ryanair flight from Thessaloniki to Memmingen in Germany on Friday morning, 10th of July, returned to Thessaloniki shortly after takeoff when a passenger window dislodged in flight. The aircraft landed normally and passengers returned to the terminal. One passenger requested and received medical assistance on the ground in Thessaloniki. In order to minimise any delay, a replacement aircraft was arranged to bring passengers to Memmingen, which departed Thessaloniki at 9:53 local time on Friday. So that seems all very harmless, but the incident has raised fresh questions about aircraft safety, maintenance, and just how close this came to being a major aviation disaster. Joining me now to explain all is Kevin Byrne, retired Lieutenant Colonel and airport and safety and security expert. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What do you think happened here? Because it's quite mystifying and frightening in a way. If it can happen once, it can happen twice, three times.
Indeed, it has happened three times, Pat, if you look back over this. This aircraft is a Boeing 737-800. We're very familiar with them. And it's powered by a thing called a CFM56-7B engine. It's a common or garden. Believe it or not, in context, 34,000 of these jet engines have been used. And they're used widely in different aircraft types. All of the 737 new generations, many of the Airbus 340s, many of the 320s as well. And you've got military applications, C-135s, and a whole host of aircraft. So it's a remarkably popular aircraft. Engine, I should say, fitted to lots of different aircraft types. And it is one of the most reliable turbine engines ever made, believe it or not. So what it looks as if it happened was a right side uncontained engine failure. In other words, something went wrong. One of the spinning blades, and it dislodged a piece of the cowling, which then hit the window and caused a massive instantaneous decompression of the cabin. Now, that means the poor unfortunate gentleman, who luckily, by the way, had his seatbelt on, his the first bit of his body, his head and the shoulders, went out of the aircraft. Had it been uncontained, in other words, no seatbelt, he might have had his whole body sucked out, and that would have been catastrophic in every sense of the word.
Now, the question of a bit of the cowling being dislodged, you know, the engine is also travelling. Suppose the aircraft is travelling at 500 miles an hour, 500 knots, whatever it might be. Well, also, so too is the cowling. So the relative speed when it dislodges would be relatively low, I would have thought.
Yeah. It's just that if it's a piece of metal off a broken blade, it goes through the cowling, even though most of them are designed to contain the blades, which are spinning at many thousands of RPM. The centrifugal forces are catastrophic, or not catastrophic, but you know, they're very significant. But it only has to go maybe a few meters between the engine cowling and the window. And the window is a weak point in that regard.
Well, I suppose if it was a part of a blade, I mean, that would be turning so fast, and its ability to plow through the fuselage would be significant.
It's a very good thing. Two things are very good. The aircraft is climbing through about 15,000 feet. So first of all, the altitude difference, it's about half the density of air that you get at the sea level. So the squeeze effect, people think they're sucked out of aircraft. In fact, they're not, Pat. They're actually squeezed out like toothpaste from a tube in that.
Because the cabin is pressurized.
So at 33,000 feet, then it's catastrophic from that point of view. You probably can't survive it. So this was lucky. Also, the aircraft was climbing to its cruising altitude, and it was doing probably between 250 and 280 knots. So it's not going that fast forward. So the man suffered, minor enough injuries considering what he was exposed to. And nor did the piece of the metal go through and hit anybody physically in the face or the head or whatever. So from that point of view, everything went well.
Do we know whether they have retrieved the offending piece?
They won't have to in that regard. They probably will find it, but they will look. They released video of the engine, and you can see the engine damage. Almost all of the front blades were damaged. Something went wrong, and it obviously ricocheted round like a bullet, you know, from that point of view. It's amazing the aircraft engine still ran. They throttled it back, if not switched it off, and were able to return quickly to Thessaloniki. There were complaints made that it took so long to get the aircraft down, but then, of course, it's carrying fuel, so you don't dump fuel anymore. You've got to fly it off. You've got to drive it, the aircraft, until the fuel levels go down. Because you don't have to come in landing on a single engine on a runway where you're overweight, because you mightn't be able to stop the aircraft. And that makes a bad situation even worse in that regard.
Now, you mentioned that this may have happened before. Do we know when and to which airline or which military aircraft?
We do. The Southwest Airlines, the first remarkable incident on this one was Southwest Airlines, which had the exact same type of aircraft, and it had an uncontained fan blade failure in New Orleans to Orlando flight. It damaged the cowling and punctured the fuselage, causing the decompression, as you might expect, but nobody was injured in that particular regard. So all of the aircraft engines were told to be borescoped, to be examined in case there would be flaws in the manufacture of them. But believe it or not, 2 years later, there was a fatal accident also with Southwest Airlines, because they're huge users of the Boeing 737, 800 and 700 and so forth. And the exact same type of engine had an uncontained failure due to a fractured fan blade. And this did shatter the cabin window. And a lady passenger was unfortunately sucked out, and she was seriously injured in that and died when she went to hospital. The aircraft landed with the damage, but she was unable to be recovered. So that's the first fatal accident in that regard.
So what's going to happen now? I mean, they're not going to ground fleet or aircraft carrying this engine.
This will be examined in great detail, even as we speak, by probably the Americans and the EASA, the European Aviation Safety Agency, and of course the manufacturers will have people on site to inspect exactly what went wrong. They will be able to come up with a conclusion in a matter of days, I think, based on their previous experience of this kind of thing, and knowing the way the aircraft engine fractured and damaged and that kind of thing. And then they will probably issue an emergency inspection release, you know, because this can't go on. You can't have that many aircraft and engines flying around the world with potential damage.
Now, the most important thing, I suppose, is to remind people how young the Ryanair fleet is, which also means their engines are young. So that is the worrying aspect of it, I suppose. If a new aircraft can have a fault like this, what hope for older aircraft?
Yeah, I wouldn't be that concerned about it. I mean, if you've got 34,000 engines, the system of servicing and maintenance of jet engines has come on in leaps and bounds in the last decade, Pat. Did you know that these engines, the CFM56s, are good for between 15,000 and 18,000 cycles, and then it's examined on condition each time? In other words, that's the equivalent of 8 to 10 years of commercial flights. And you know these aircraft are flown 10 or 12 hours a day. So when you look back at the number of millions of flying hours on them, they're actually remarkably safe, much safer than a motor vehicle or that kind of thing. So they'll be putting in ameliorations this week to see if there's anything have to be done. They'll be inspecting aircraft if required, easy enough to do it, and they'll say, right, good to go. They may, of course, find more faults, one or two or three or four engine types, and they will remove those and have them replaced by new jet engines.
Now, interesting text from a listener, and I can't verify this, perhaps you can. He says, I checked on Flight Radar 24 app, and that Ryanair 737 is 18 years old. Could that
it's
be true?
It's possible. Yeah, most of them are quite recent. And of course, as you know, they're renewing the fleet with the Boeing MAX, the 737-8200. Some of the aircraft are now with Poland, they're with Malta, and so forth. But it doesn't matter the age of the aircraft. You can check that out by the registration of the aircraft when it was first manufactured and registered. The maintenance on them, I will say this in fairness to Ryanair, they've got one of the safest airlines that I've ever seen and worked for, because I did work for them and do safety aspects of it. They're very detailed. They can't afford a fatality, to be honest, and they haven't had one yet, which is quite remarkable considering the numbers of millions of people they fly. 650 jets, 250 in airports, and no fatality. That's, you know, a statistic that's very, you know, very useful, and they should be very proud of it from that point of view. But accidents in aviation do happen, as we both discovered over the years, Pat.
Indeed. Kevin Byrne, retired Lieutenant Colonel and airport and safety and security expert. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.